San Mateo County health officials are urging San Mateo residents to receive their latest COVID-19 and flu vaccinations. Despite COVID-19 cases being stable in San Mateo County, county health officials said that results gathered from hospitalizations, test data and wastewater surveillance suggest that community transmission of the COVID-19 virus has been significant in the region. In response to this, San Mateo County Health recommends that residents receive their latest COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters to prevent potential health problems, such as long COVID. COVID-19 vaccines are currently available to all residents that are 6 months of age or older. In addition, COVID-19 boosters are also available to residents 5 years of age or older. San Mateo residents are also recommended by health officials to receive the updated COVID-19 bivalent Omicron booster, which provides increased protection against Omicron variants and subvariants, and in the process, preventing against significant health risks, such as severe illness or death. Residents can get their COVID-19 bivalent booster at least 2 months after receiving their previous primary vaccine or booster. As of October 27, 17.5% of residents 12 years or older have received their COVID-19 bivalent booster, according to County Health. Currently, residents that are 5 years old or younger are not eligible to receive the COVID-19 bivalent booster, although officials said that the updated booster will be available to that age group either in December 2022 or January 2023. In addition to the COVID-19 vaccine, residents are also recommended to get their latest flu shots. Flu vaccinations are available to residents that are 6 months of age or older. COVID-19 and flu vaccinations are available at both pharmacies and healthcare providers. In addition, to better assist the communities that have been hit the hardest by COVID-19, San Mateo County health officials that it will be offering vaccination clinics at rotating locations. To view the list of vaccine clinic locations and times, or to schedule a vaccination appointment, click here.